Now we may think about the ground beneath us as a source of a lot of things, nutrients for plants, trees, and fungi, groundwater, but how about the source for new antibiotics? A course at UW-Green Bay brings students together with their peers from around the country and around the world to help discover new antibiotics that can replace older versions that germs have already become immune to. Brian Merkel is a professor of biology at UW-Green Bay, where he teaches courses on immunology, microbiology, and human diseases and society. One course in particular being taught in many locations called Tiny Earth, where students look to different patches of soil for new antibiotic answers. He's been participating this week in a two-day symposium where students share their findings from the course. Brian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, it's great to be with you.
Let's first talk about the problem before we get into this class. How big of an issue is antibiotic-resistant bacteria?
It's a leading world crisis, and one of the things that is a terrific concern is that it's only intensifying, and we are in the middle of a pandemic. And one of the things I think that goes unnoticed, not talked enough about, is that pandemics like COVID-19 will only make this more severe, this world crisis of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, because a lot of often what happens in patients that are infected with COVID, they're put on different types of antibiotics as a prevention to becoming infected as a secondary infection with certain types of bacteria, which give the bacteria that humans carry another opportunity to develop drug resistance.
Right. And that's a good point to raise. COVID-19, a virus, antibiotics don't help with, but it raises our vulnerability, and many other things raise our vulnerability to bacterial infections along the way, right?
Absolutely. So we have been, before COVID-19 already, getting to a point where nothing on the shelf works for bacterial infections. And I do appreciate you separating antibiotics, which are used to treat bacterial infections. They are not used to treat infections caused by viruses. And historically, those blurred lines have led to the rise of more antibiotic-resistant bacteria because there's a lot of reasons for this. Patients expecting to feel better very quickly when they see a physician, they report having an upper respiratory infection, and demands are put. There's a lot of pressure even put on physicians to give them prescriptions for antibiotics that won't help them because invariably many of these infections are caused by viruses.
Now, here we have this Tiny Earth program and a course that you're working with at UW-Green Bay. What are your students doing to try to discover new candidates to become the antibiotics of the future?
Well, I think really what the Tiny Earth Initiative is about is the recognition of this trove, this wealth of antibiotic-producing bacteria that exist in the soil. Pharmaceutical companies have abandoned this effort for a lot of interesting reasons. But one of the things that we know is that there are we have this trove of bacteria in the soil. And so at this point, this Tiny Earth Initiative, which is international, includes and involves the help of students around the world. And it's in excess of 10,000 students around the world that are digging for gold, essentially. And the more of us that look, the greater the chance that we are going to find antibiotics to help us address this worldwide problem.
If I'm a student in one of these Tiny Earth programs around the world, I'm literally digging, right? I'm getting my hands dirty in this class.
Yeah, you are. So essentially, students get to, generally how this works is that they get to pick a spot of interest. They collect data, but it always starts with a small sample of soil. It doesn't take much. And then over a 14-week class like we have at UW-Green Bay, they are the researchers. They're doing the work. And one of the things that Tiny Earth does very well in that vein is that it really gets students interested in science. We know that interest in STEM career science, for example, we've got some challenges. We'd like to think that we can do that better. So certainly my experience in doing this at UW-Green Bay for a number of years now, the course gets full very quickly. There's a lot of excitement about it. So number one, it does that. I think it keeps students interested in science. It inspires them to continue on. And at the same time, it's addressing this world crisis of antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Talking to Brian Merkel, biology professor at UW-Green Bay, about a program bringing students together from campuses around the world to literally dig in the dirt to try to find antibiotics of the future. And Brian, I look at a patch of soil and maybe don't think much of it. It's just some dirt. But to quote Tom Waits, there's a world going on underground. Can you tell us how much life is in that small patch of soil that your students are working with?
There's a tremendous amount of diversity, and interestingly enough, we're really only tapping into what that diversity is because historically, part of the problem, whether it's a pharmaceutical company or other groups that have looked at this or have done this, is that we've recognized for some time that we are not and have not been able to cultivate and culture all that is there. So I think the techniques are getting better for doing just that, identifying and developing these bacteria. We look at the kinds of antibiotics that they're producing. I think the other thing we're getting better at these days as scientists is coming up with ways to jumpstart these bacteria to produce the antibiotics that we're desperately looking for. Historically, that's been a challenge too. And so that's something else we're getting very good at. And I would also say the Tiny Earth approach is getting very, very good at screening out those bacteria that are producing antibiotics we already know of, right? The streptomycins of the world, the tetracyclines of the world. So many of the world's antibiotics are produced. They are naturally made by molds and by bacteria. And so one of the things that the Tiny Earth group is very good at doing these days is screening out some of the ones that we already know of. And that has been a challenge historically, and Tiny Earth is getting very good at doing that as well.
Now, you had this symposium this week. What kind of things did you hear from people who had participated in this?
Just that. So what we heard about are all the creative ways that students working with their Tiny Earth partner instructors around the world coming up with creative approaches to getting their soil isolates, their soil bacteria to produce antibiotics, looking at these bacteria in the presence of other bacteria, right? It makes sense that you would imagine realizing that the reason why soil bacteria produce antibiotics is because they're trying to ward off competition in their soil environments, getting rid of other competitors in their environments. So one of the really great things that we heard about over the course of the symposium is how different investigators are coming up with different ways to get their soil bacteria to produce antibiotics, which includes introducing a community or a partner organism to get them to do that, to try to mirror what they really face in the soil environment.
As we wrap up, Brian, are you hopeful that this kind of hands-on soil research is going to lead to the development of usable antibiotics in the near to medium term future?
It has. And I will tell you that given the fact that here's the thing, this program is now in 27 countries, and it's just getting started. It's in 47 states in this country, and it's only going to continue to grow. What I heard about today, the Tiny Earth Group, which is housed on the UW-Madison campus with their chemistry hub and everything that they're doing, they take these soil isolates that student researchers around the world supply them for further characterization. And they have fine-tuned their techniques tremendously, even over the past 3 years. And I would expect, given what I heard today, that there's very real hope that we're going to learn about significant breakthroughs in this area in the next couple of years. Absolutely.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Brian Merkel, professor of biology at UW-Green Bay, talking about the Tiny Earth course going out on campuses around the world.